Blog Talk Radio.
Outcast, you know, I was, you know, excluded from society. And at the same time, I was targeted and bullied when I was a child, and targeted by the naysayers and crazy people. Marginalization continues to be a situation that I go through. And the obstacles to succeed in this world has been very hard to do. Failing in school, law school, getting rejected by record labels, being told I couldn't make it, being hindered from making it in the music industry. All those obstacles, being hindered, told I couldn't be a doctor, attorney. You know, I was told I wasn't smart enough, or I was too ugly. I always get those comments each day. I'm too ugly or too dumb. I don't have the brains to be an attorney. I don't have the brains to think, or I don't have the vocal ability. Everything's negative. So I turned to singing anyway, because it's I sing because my life has been too tragic. At one time, I thought it was perfectly okay to kill myself because it would have been the best thing, but then I realized that's not the right way to deal with it. I had to find love inside thyself and continue to live because life is too short. I mean, they laughed at how big I was, my stomach, and my economic conditions. I get called a loser all the time. Reminders how cruel the world is, and reminders how horrific my life has continued to be. But nevertheless, despite it, I continue to believe that positivity is the key, and that is to sing. To sing and create and make the best out of it, even though I don't like my life or parts of it, despite being, you know, treated as a piece of trash or lived in gutter. And I did literally live in some forms in the gutter. I continue to try to be positive because God made me to be on this planet for some reason. Because I was disappointed by a quiz that I didn't do well on. I had to be honest about everything, you know. I just didn't get it. As I said in previous broadcasts, I have said that, you know, I never achieved the highest in my class in school. I never was the smartest. I wasn't considered the most beautiful. I was never the charismatic or the luckiest. I was always the one getting the short end of the stick. And I thought at times that my life was over. Not by self-intentions or anything, but life just engulfed me and that'd be it. But I always get reminded that within there's always a higher power in God to keep me going. And one of the ways to deal with this is to create, to sing. So I hope you like I'm Over You, and I'm sorry if I sound so down tonight, but if you lived a life like I did, perhaps you will understand that too. Because life is too short. Even though it's too short, it's very difficult. So because it's so difficult and so short, there's no way I can interpret it in a way in what another person can do. In other words, what someone else chooses is totally different, and it's very hard to understand. And my life is truly understanding. It's very difficult, as I said all of the time. So taking it one day at a time is the best way, because even if I do the best I can, it still can be hard, and it is not always the answer. But the best answer is to be positive and for me to sing, because singing is the key, because my life has been too tragic. And here's a song that I did in the past. I hope you like It's just a song about just wanting to be with somebody. It's very positive, you know. With my songwriting, or more importantly, my singing, my life has been so much tragedy, you know, the homelessness, the rejections, that being an outsider, being spat on, being targeted because of my uniqueness, or being targeted because of who I am, the economic depravity and the suffering. So I was writing when I was real young, and I started out in music in the rock and roll, like cliche, like Kurt Cobain and Eddie Vedder. I used to write by, you know, really sad, deep. You heard the Outkast song, haven't you? Before. And, you know, it's been my life. And tragedy is not what I am, because I'm living it, you know. The despair. And despair continues to follow me, and emotionally and physically. It's hard to keep positive, you know. And then I realized I had another side to positivity, to experiment with pop music, because I love to sing pop. And that's where it was, you know. And I Really Want to Be With You was inspired by, you know, pop musicians. You know, I was inspired by, you know, current musicians, you know, Madonna, or David Bowie, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Elton John, Taylor Swift, those kind of, Rihanna, those kind of singers, Justin Timberlake. So I was inspired. So, because of the experiment, and I love pop music, so I Really Want to Be With You was, co-writing that was a joy, you know. You know, writing in a recording studio is such a great process of making music. It's a lot of hard work, and I love hard work, you know, to sit there and just come up with ideas, and I hope you like I Really Want to Be With You. And that's a sign of just saying life goes on, and to be positive. It's hard to be positive when you had a hard life, you know, like I have. But it's the key. I have to be positive. It's hard to keep going where there's too many obstacles, you know. Always, I did not wish this upon myself, and I'm not feeling sorry for myself. It's just the way it is, unfortunately. Love and acclaim and all that just went away, but I sing because it's positive, despite the tragedy that I experienced. And here's another one that I co-written.
If you are the true love,
tried pop because rock and roll, it was great, but when I was doing rock and roll for so many years, I didn't feel accepted. I didn't. Went over in this club, and they laughed at me, and I got in arguments and stuff, and it's just something wasn't right. But I love rock and roll, you know? I love pop, you know? I do. Tragedy just follows me. You know, it's like hardship. I don't know why. I want to let you know that I'm being positive. The reason why I bring out to talk about these things because they're so deep is because it's just a real life perspective of what I go through. But at the same time, I continue to try to beat the odds and be positive. I don't know. I have to sing because my life has been too tragic. Too many tragedies. But in spite of it all, since I'm a good person and God made me to be on this planet for a good reason, I belong on this planet despite being discarded or marginalized. You know, that's what it is. So I can continue to create. Last notes. I want to let you know that I will be releasing a new song called I Really Want to Get to Know You. It will be coming out probably in the summer or late summer, early fall. I'll let you know. That will be coming out. You know, I'm a good person. I belong on this planet. Even though, despite the obstacles, I will continue to sing despite the obstacles and hardships and tragedies because life is too short. Life is beautiful. It really is. It's supposed to be for me. And I had to look within to find love and peace, you know, because I'm a good person. I'm a very good person. I am, you know, a human being. I have my ups and downs. But I'll be fine. Because I know that I am great, but so is other people on this planet too. We're all equal, no matter where we come from, no matter where we're race or color or sexual orientation or country. I mean, we all belong to this planet or religion. It doesn't matter. Because the reason I know this is because may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter where you come from or no matter where you belong. Good night from Dove Night.